Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We're already way into Tes Zayin Amud Beis because we went a little over time yesterday. We are up to Unezifa Di Don Kamahavi. We were talking about the difference between a Nidoi, which is a pretty serious form of excommunication, and a Nezifa, which is more like a less serious form of excommunication that only lasts in Eretz Yisrael for 7 days. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's in Eretz Yisrael, but in Bavel it's even weaker. So Unezifa Di Don Kamahavi, how long does Nezifa last in Bavel? It only lasts for 1 day. Like the story that Shmuel and Marukva, when they were sitting and they were learning, Marukva was sitting in front of Shmuel, 4 amos away from him, like a Talmud in front of a Rebbe, because Shmuel was much greater than Marukva. But when they would sit in judgment, Shmuel would sit like a Talmud in front of Marukva, 4 amos away from him, to show kavod, because Marukva happened have been the Nasi, and they set up a place for Marukva on a mat, and then when they sat in judgment, and he sat on that place in order to be lower than Shmuel. They hollowed out an area so that he could sit lower than Shmuel, so that whatever Shmuel said could be heard, because Shmuel was his Rebbe. Shmuel was greater than him in Torah. Every day Marukva would walk Shmuel all the way to where he was staying. Yomachad itrud bidide. One day, Marukva was so busy in the court, and he was so busy caught up with his cases he was judging, he forgot to walk Shmuel home. Havazu Shmuel basre. So Shmuel was walking behind Marukva. Kimati lebeise. When they got to his house, Amalei lo nagalach. So Shmuel said to Marukva, is it not dark enough for you? Meaning, it's not enough that I had to walk behind you. Lishrili mar betigrei. Give me rishus to go back to my house. Yada denakan milsa bedaite. So he saw that Shmuel was being sarcastic with him, and that obviously he was pretty upset at him. Nagni zivusu benafshei chad yama. So Marukva observed a nezifa for 1 day. So there we see, and this is main point number one, nezifa in Bavel lasts only 1 day. Gemara brings another Raya, another story that proves that. There was a woman that was sitting in the middle of a path that was a place where people would pass by, Havas Pashtakara, and her legs were spread out in front of her, Vakaminifa Khushlai, and she was waving barley in the peeled barley in the air, because she was throwing it in the air to get the shells off of it in order to separate the kernel from the shell. And a young Talmud Chacham passed by, and she didn't pull back her legs to let him pass by. She didn't pull in her legs so that he would be able to walk by on the road. Amar kamachat sifa he itza. So this Talmud Chacham said, what a chutzpah! She can't even move out of the way to let me walk by. Asai lekamed Rav Nachman. So that woman came to Rav Nachman because she thought that maybe this Talmud put her in some sort of cheirim. Amarla misham et shamta mipume. So Rav Nachman said, did you hear him say shamta or nidoi or anything like that? Amarla lo. She said, no, I didn't hear him say anything like that. Amarla. So Rav Nachman said, zili nahogin nezivus echad yom benafsheich. So then you're what's called nezifa, and you only have to observe nezifa for 1 day. Another story that proves this point. Zutra bar Tuvia, have a kapasik sidra. Zutra bar Tuvia was teaching some psukim, kamed Rav Yehuda, in front of Rav Yehuda, kimat alai psukim, when he got to the pasuk in Shmuel, ve'le divrei David ha'achronim, that says that these are the divrei David ha'achronim, the last words of David. Amar lei, he said to Rav Yehuda, achronim elchal dik rishonim. The word achronim implies that there were our rishonim, that there's an earlier nevuah that was said earlier, and that's what he was asking. Rishonim ayninu, what was the earlier nevuah of David HaMelech? Shasik's Rav Yehuda didn't say anything. Vlamidi, he had nothing to answer. Hadar Amalei, then Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia responded, achronim echal dika rishonim, rishonim mayhi. You know what the earlier words are? Amalei, Rav Yehuda said to Zutra Bar Tuvia, maydatech. What do you think? That if someone doesn't know pshat in this pasuk, then he's not a great person? You keep asking me pshat in the pasuk. You think just because I don't know means I'm not great? So Zutra Bar Tuvia realized that Rav Yehuda was pretty angry at him. So he observed 1 day of Nezifus for himself. So that's 3 stories where we see that Nezifa in Bavel is only 1 day. But we happen to have mentioned a question that we didn't answer. David HaMelech had a later nevuah, it implied that there was an earlier nevuah. What was that earlier nevuah? Uda asana lamiha achronim mechal dikarishonim. The question that we raise over here, that the fact that it speaks about a later nevuah implies that there's an earlier nevuah, rishonim maihi. What were the earlier nevuah? What was the earlier nevuah of David HaMelech? So Gemara explains, vayedaber David HaShem as divrei Ashira azos piyom yitzil Hashem osom mikaf kol oivav umikaf shaul, that David said Shira on the fact that he was saved from Shaul. So that's divrei nevuah. Amalek Rosh Baruch Hu David. So Hashem got angry at David for that. David, Shira atomer alma palaso shel Shaul. You're singing Shira on the downfall of Shaul. Il malei ato Shaul v'hu David ibadti kama David mipanav. If you would be Shaul and he would be David, I would have destroyed many Davids for Shaul. Haynu d'chsev shigayil neDavid asher Shaul laHashem al divrei Kush ben Yamini. That it was a mistake. It was an error for David to sing to Hashem about the downfall of Shaul. But it calls him Kush ben Yamini. What v'chi Kush Shemo? Is his name Kush? His name is Kush v'alo Shaul. Shemo, his name was Shaul. Why does it call him Kush? Elamak Kushi Meshuna Ba'oro, just like an Ethiopian is different in his skin color from other people, meaning in white Europe, where this discussion is had, an Ethiopian stands out and looks different. Av Shaul Meshuna B'Maisav. So too Shaul stood out in a crowd because he was such a big tzaddik. He was different than everybody else. Almost every time the Gemara talks about black skin, it talks about a person being a great tzaddik. It says just like someone who has darker skin stands out in a crowd. So it talks about it. So a tzaddik stands out in with his great deeds. Kayotzi b'davar atomer. Similarly, we say alodosi isha kushis asher lokach. We talk about Tzipora, the wife of Moshe, as being a kushis, as being an Ethiopian. What chi kushis shma? Is her name kushis? Velo Tzipora shma. Her name is Tzipora. Elama kushis meshuna ba'ora af Tzipora meshuna b'maseha. Just like a kushis has different skin color and stands out, so too Tzipora was such a tzaddik as she stood out. Kayotzi b'davar atomer. It also says about the Eved of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, and it says the Eved of the Kushi. V'chikushi shmo v'lo Tzidkiyahu shmo. But his name wasn't Kushi, his name was Tzidkiyahu. El makushi mishuna ba'oro, af Tzidkiyahu mishuna b'maisav. Just like a Kushi has different skin color, so too Tzidkiyahu had a different way of acting. He was such a tzaddik. Kiyotze b'davarat ha'omer, alo kivnei kushim atem b'nei Yisrael, that the b'nei Yisrael referred to as Kushim. V'chikushim shmona, are they named Kushim, velo Yisrael Shman. Their name is Bnei Yisrael. Ela ma Kushi Meshuna Ba'oro, af Yisrael Meshuna Ma'asein, we call it Umos. But rather, it tells us just like a Kushi is different in his skin color, so too the Jewish people are different in the way they act from all the other nations. So the main point over here is that there are four people that are referred to as a Kushi because they're unbelievable tzaddikim. We have Shaul, we have Tzipora, we have Tzidkiyahu, and we have the Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara explains the continuation of the Pasuk about the Divrei David HaAchron, about these last Nevuahs of David. Amar Rav Shlomo Melech Meini Amar Rami Yonason, Mai Dechsev Ne'um David Ben Yishai Numa Gever Hukam Ol. What does the Pasuk mean when it says, so says David Ben Yishai, so says the man, Hukam Ol? What does that mean? Num David Ben Yishai Shehekim Ula Shal Tshuva. It refers to David who established, who set up the yoke of tshuva. He's the one that did tshuva and set the tone for others to do tshuva. David is a role model in tshuva. Amar Elokei Yisrael, Li Diber Tzuri Yisrael, Moshe Badim Tzadik Moshe Yiras Elokim. That's what the pasuk goes on to say. Maika Amar, what does the pasuk mean? Amar Rabbi Yavahu Hachi Ka Amar. This is what the pasuk means. Amar Elokei Yisrael, Li Diber Tzuri Yisrael. David says, Hashem spoke to me. Ani Moshe Ba'adam, and Hashem said, I rule over man. Me Moshe Be, Hashem says, who rules over me? It's Hashem speaking. Who rules over Hashem? Tzaddik. Shani gozer gzeira umevatla. A tzaddik rules over Hashem because Hashem makes a gzeira, and a tzaddik is mevatel the gzeira. Shmos ha-gibor, Eile shmos ha-gibor, Mashal David Yoshe b'sheves. Pasuk goes on to say, my karma, what's this pasuk teaching me? Amar Rabbi Yavahu Hachi Kamar, Ve'ele Shmos Gvurosov Shel David. We're listing off the great strengths and qualities of David. Yoshev B'Sheves refers to B'Shasha Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Lo Yoshev El Gabi Karm Ksasos El Gabi Karka. That when he would sit and learn in Yeshiva, he wouldn't sit on comfortable cushions, he would just sit on the ground. The Kol Kamadav Rabbi Ira Ha'iri Kayim, so long as his Rebbe Ira Ha'iri was alive, have a Masni Luhu Al Rabbanan. He would teach the Rabbanan El Gabi Karm Ksasos on comfortable cushions. Ki nach nafshei, but when Ira Hayiri died, have masni David the Rabbanan. David would teach the other rabbis. Avi Yosef al gabi karkin. He would sit on the ground. Amr le, so the Rabbanan said to David, leitiv mara karmuksasos. You're the Rebbe now. Now you should be allowed to sit on a comfortable chair. Lo kabel ale, but he wouldn't accept it. He wouldn't do it. That was one of the great things about David. We're going to say a lot more great things about David. Tach kumoni. That the pasuk says tach kumoni. Amr Rav. Amr la kodesh baruch hu. Hol vishpalta atzmecha tehei kumoni. Hashem said to David, because you lowered yourself, you should be just like me, just like Hashem. Shani gozer gzeira, because I'm going to make a gzeira v'ata mevatla, and you, as a tzaddik, get to be mevatel, get to nullify the gzeiros, the decrees of Hashem. Rosh hashalishim, you're called the Rosh hashalishim, which means te rosh l'shloshes avos, that in a certain sense you're put above the three avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hu adino hi atzni, what does that mean? K'shei yoshev osuk b'torah hima adin atzmo kitola'as. When David would sit and learn Torah, he would lower himself to have his hands and his feet all together and lower himself to sit on the ground like a worm. But when he went out to war, he would stand firm like a piece of wood. So you see that David HaMelech, when he learned Torah, it was with the utmost humility and just digging himself into the ground like a worm. But when he had to fight, when he had to be a warrior, he was a warrior. And it goes on to tell us about David, al shmona meos chalal b'pa machas, that 800 bodies he can kill at once. She zori chetu mapl shmona meos chalal b'pa machas. He could shoot an arrow, it would knock down 800 people at once. V'yimesaneich al masayim, and he was upset about the an additional 200 that it didn't take out. D'chsev eicha yirdof echad elef, because the pasuk says that one guy it will be able to chase down 1,000 people. Yatsa baskal v'amar rak b'dvar ori achiti, and the baskal came out and said that the reason that he couldn't get 1,000 with a single arrow was because of the story with Uriah Achiti, was by taking Bathsheba. But had he not taken Bathsheba, he would have been able to knock down 1,000 people with a single arrow. So let's do some main points over here. We'll say, Gemara teaches that, I guess we'll make one long main point. Gemara teaches us a lot of wonderful things about David, including he was a role model for tshuva. He could be mevatel the gzeros of Hashem. He wouldn't sit on a comfortable chair when he taught Torah. He was exceedingly humble when he learned. And he was able to knock out 800 enemies with a single arrow. Okay, we'll stop there.